This is a song about my lover's t-shirts. There's nothing wrong with it, but they hang all over my house, which is also her house. They are many. She's trying to keep them down to 90. My lover's t-shirts never see the dryer. A-lines and B-skirts can go in, but a t-shirt gets damaged every time that it tumbles in heat. There are things about laundry that I never knew. Some of them come here from the places she's been. Some of them come here from the places that we've been together, like Roadside America. You may laugh, but you've never been to Roadside America. Some of you were hoping for a bodice ripper. I'm an artist, it's not about that, but yes, they are nice. My lover wishes well to all God's creatures. Animals, fishes, and birds seem to flock to her bosom in ecstatic profusion. That's an awful lot of totems for a purported agnostic. This was a song about my lover's t-shirts. There's nothing wrong with it, but they hang all over my house, which is also her house. I am going in the yard now to install a new clothesline.
Thank you so much. We'll take a little break here and come back.
Company that is, hello, this is Larry Berger along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHA FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own stream player, as well as TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our Listen by Phone telephone number, 631-359-8728. Lots of acoustic music and family fun this morning, including a pop quiz in just moments. Guests between 10 and 11 o'clock on our Youth Express Hour include Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Honoree Nora Gruber, a ninth grader at Pittsburgh Kappa, with selections on piano. And three teens who created award-winning entries in the City Theater Young Playwrights Festival. At 11 o'clock, Chatham Baroque will join us to preview a performance they have coming up on October 25th called Baby Baroque. All that plus fun and good cheer all morning. Thank you for being here with us for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh.
That will certify the date of your birth. And the day you die, they sign another, just to prove you've gone back to the earth. And between those two pieces of paper, there is the truth that is so hard to find. And the story of your life is written, but you must read in between the lines. Now when you're young, you think it don't matter if you leave before you look. But those old folks are wiser and sadder from the chances that they took. Now when your chance comes along, you must take it. Just be careful and take your time. Chances are good you will make it if you can read in between the lines. And when someone tells you they love you and no one has ever loved you more,
Light Brigade getting started with Steve Goodman. And actually, we got started with a song by Bob Frank. He called My Lover's T-Shirts. And I'm sad to report that Bob Frank, he passed away on Thursday, this past week, at 78 years of age. He wrote that song. He also wrote the song Hard Times, Hallelujah, The Great Storm Is Over. Two songs that are included in Rise Up Singing, the definitive handbook for group folk singing. That has been published for decades. He also wrote Thanksgiving Eve, the song you'll hear. It's really a song that works year-round, but you'll hear that song frequently in autumn. The chorus, what can you do with the rest of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love until you've loved it away. A brilliant writer, singer, songwriter, and human being. Well, we'll have more from him throughout today's Saturday Light Brigade. We'll also have a pop quiz coming up right around the corner.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats. The Northside Chronicle invites the community to Northside Sandwich Week on October 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Priory. The evening will feature sandwiches from local businesses, and proceeds will support the Northside Chronicle in its ongoing mission to provide hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. More information on Northside Sandwich Week is available at northsidesandwichweek.com.
We are still in the midst of Cartober, and you can join in on the fun and support SLB during this special campaign where individuals are encouraged to donate a used vehicle, running or not, to SLB. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, and more are eligible, and our partners will take care of pickup and all of the paperwork. For details, 855-500-RIDE or visit slbradio.careasy.org. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our pop quiz. And today is Sweetest Day, a holiday that some people think is as original as Cartober, in other words, a Hallmark holiday, and others, a made-up holiday. Others trace its roots back to significant events in the Great Lakes area. There's a little bit of a dispute over where it comes from, but in any case, we thought it would be fun if you could come up with five things that are sweet that start with the letter C. Five things that are sweet that start with the letter C. And just to give you some examples, a few people answered that question. Our pop quizzes are in our weekly newsletter. A couple of people had answers like candy or Coca-Cola. There were other answers like carrying your neighbor's groceries to the door, or curious children. So there are lots of different things that are sweet. We're looking for things that are sweet, five of them, starting with the letter C. You can go in any direction you would like. And once you come up with your five, we hope we'll hear from you.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Apple cider, sweeter than all I know. Come out, near the silvery moonlight. Of love I'll whisper, so soft and low. Seems though, can't live without you. Listen, my honeydew, doo-dee-doo. Ida, kinda idolize ya. I long to love ya, Ida, deed, I do. Calling Ida seems though, can't live without you. Listen, my honeydew, Ida, kinda idolize ya.
Touch our heads to the pillow.
Saturday Light Brigade with Bill Staines and Sweet Potato. And Eddie Cantor did Ida, Sweet as Apple Cider. That was my maternal grandmother's first name, Ida. We're looking for things that are sweet that start with the letter C in honor of Sweetest Day. You can call with some contributions at 412-200-5975. You can text us there, too. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. Russ has candy cookies, cupcake, cobbler, one of my favorites, cheesecake, and cinnamon rolls. John in Economy has cologne, cinnamon rolls, children's laughter, censorship-free expression, and, as did Stu and McCandless, Clark bars. Jim in Crafton Heights has caramel, candy-coated cherries, chocolate and cupcakes. It's funny the way he presented those. I was thinking, oh, does he mean caramel candy, coated cherries, chocolate cupcakes, or cherry chocolate cupcakes? Or maybe he means caramel candy, coated cherry chocolate cupcakes. Thank you for sharing those with us. And a few more are here to share. Tommy has Cinnabon, Coca-Cola, cane and sugar, cookies, cake, coconut cream pie, caramel candies, cheese, cake, chocolate, anything, and Cynthia, his daughter. Sue in South Park has Coca-Cola, chocolate, cherry, cookies, and also children. And a few more coming in. Jim in Black Ridge has caramel, cocoa, the chunky candy bar, chocolate candy, cantaloupe, carrot cake, cotton candy, cherries, cheesecake, custard, coconut, cream pie, or custard and a coconut cream pie, cookies, coffee cake, and chocolate milk. And there are a few more yet to share. And those include Linda, who along with Fred are the dynamic duo Candy, Caramel, Chocolate, Chunky, Clark Bar, and Cotton Candy. And Tom and McCandless, good morning. Candy Cane, Chocolate, you name it. Clark bars, cupcakes, cinnamon rolls, cotton candy, corn on the cob, candy kisses, and caramel corn. And here's Barbara in Highland Park. Cabbage slaw, candy corn mix, caramel sauce, cinnamon rolls, and chocolate syrup. Add all together in a large bowl and mix well. Why not? Susie, she sent hers handwritten on a note here. Carnations, candy, calling your mother or father, caring for your niece and nephew, and cupcakes, of course. And those are just about all that have... Oh, here's another one. Larry in Elwood City. Oh, his paternal grandmother was named Ida, like my maternal grandmother. I wonder if Ida was a popular name. Maybe because of that very song. Here's some additional sweet things. Justin in Los Angeles says, I'm not going to use candy. So he wrote, caring. Caring is sweet. Carrying someone's groceries to their car is sweet. Cuddling is sweet. Correspondence, writing someone a letter is sweet. And cheering someone on is sweet, too. Well done. Ralph in the South Hills wrote, creme brulee. I shall note that he spelled it correctly with all of its accents. Caramel, cotton candy, chupa chups, lolly pops, and cream puff is sweet. Here's Leslie in Oakland with cherries, cake, cookies, cantaloupe, currants, and Coca-Cola. James has cake, candy, chocolate, caramel, and cookies. And Kathy in Tyonessa has cotton candy, cobbler, carrot cake, cinnamon roll, candy cane, cantaloupe, candy corn, a Cadbury egg, and cherries. And I think we got them all. You can get the pop quiz early by simply subscribing to our newsletter. It comes out every Thursday night, and you can subscribe by following the links on our website at slbradio.org. Our history riddle is coming up. I'll check to see if there were any additions to our sweet things list for Sweetest Day. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh.
Hold on.
Trailer for sale or rent, room to let 50 cents. Cigarettes, I put 2 hours of pushing brooms and 8x12 4-bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Old worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all their children and all of their names, every hand out in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale, cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've been 2 hours of pushing brooms and 8x12 4-bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road.
The Saturday Light Brigade with She and Him and King of the Road. Requested by Susie in Alexandria, Virginia. Jess had some sweet things. Candy, cakes, cookies, cinnamon rolls, and cherry pie. And Larry has a few, too. Oh, constitutional civility, cordial, considerate, and congeniality. Thank you for your email and your photos as well. We have a history riddle coming up in just a few moments, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Also, in just a minute, I'll let you know how you can help SLB by investing about 2 minutes of your time with no cost whatsoever.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
If you enjoy the Saturday Light Brigade or share our passion for amplifying underheard voices through our Youth Media Center, we hope you'll take a moment and review SLB at Great Nonprofits. Your reviews help us maintain our top-rated nonprofits status, and your feedback helps our funders know that you believe in our work. Please take a moment and share your thoughts at tinyurl.com/SLBReview2025. That's tinyurl.com/SLBReview2025. That will take you to a little form. You can write as much or as little as you care to, but doing so will help us maintain our status. I think we're about 9 reviews away from the number the organization requires. So we hope you'll take a moment and leave a review. Thank you. Let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now, it's time for this morning's history riddle. He was born in St. Louis on October 18th, 1926, and serves as an important musical route. His first name sounds like a cut of meat, and last name like a type of fruit. In 1955, Muddy Waters introduced him to Leonard Chess, who signed him to a recording contract. Fast guitar playing and a special way of singing and walking made him a memorable act. Do you have any ideas as to who our history riddle is? Would you like me to repeat it? He was born in St. Louis on October 18th, 1926, and serves as an important musical route. His first name sounds like a cut of meat, and last name like a type of fruit. In 1955, Muddy Waters introduced him to Leonard Chess, who signed him to a recording contract. Fast guitar playing and a special way of singing and walking made him a memorable act.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
If you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. There's a million ways to be. You know that there are. If you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. There's a million ways to go. You know that there are. Well, you can do what you want. The opportunities are. And if you find a new way, well, you can do it today. Make it undo, you see, it's easy, you only need to know. And if you want to say yes, and if you want to say no, cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. And if you want to be me, and if you want to be you, be you. There's a million things to do, you know that there are. Well, you can do what you want, the opportunities are. If you can find a new way, then you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. Pastures far or near, but stand close in the last warm sun. Around the place I'll know that fall is here. And when the corn goes into dent, across the fields like old men appears. We pick it and store it all away. Around the place I'll know that fall is here. And when the limbs of the apple and the pear lean down with their fruit so near, and the children go a-gathering, around the place I'll know that fall is here. And when the hunters come from town, seeking the pheasant and the deer, with their dogs in front to point the game, around the place I'll know that fall is here. And when the hay and straw are in the barn, stacked to the roof, tier on tier, smelling like a summer come and gone, around the place I'll know that fall is here. Around the place I'll know that fall is here. When the evenings come early and the mornings are clear, over fallow fields I've worked this year. Around the place I'll know that fall is here.
Sally Rogers at the Saturday Light Brigade. We'll still give you a chance to solve this morning's history riddle. He was born in St. Louis on October 18th, 1926, and serves as an important musical root whose first name sounds like a cut of meat and last name like a type of fruit. In 1955, Muddy Waters introduced him to Leonard Chess, who signed him to a recording contract. Fast guitar playing and a special way of singing and walking made him a memorable act. Connect with us at 412-200-5975. You can join us on or off the air. But please consider interacting and sharing your answer. I see that Jess playing along on Facebook came up with the correct answer, as did Larry in Elwood City. Here's a correct answer from Craig in Macon, Georgia. Well done, Craig. And Tom in McCandless, who mentioned that the cut of meat referred to in our history riddle coincidentally was something he cooked just this week with an ambrosia that included the ingredient strawberry jello. Russ came up with the correct answer. Russ is in King, North Carolina. Mike is in Mars, and he came up with the correct answer. So did Jim in Blackridge and Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia. Rich in Freeport got it. So did Stu in McCandless. John in Carrick. And Susie in Alexandria, Virginia. Hi, Susie.
Hey there. Hang on a second. I have to get you off speaker.
That's much appreciated. Hello. There you are. Thank you. It's hard to be on the speaker out there talking to everybody. It's more intimate when we're able to be together like this. You knew who it is we're looking for, and who is that?
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, indeed. And the Bugler awards you with the Saturday Light Brigade charge. That one came to you very quickly. He was one of my favorites growing up. Still is. I loved Chuck Berry. You know, a controversial guy. He's a good example of somebody who loved for his art and for really what he brought musically. Sometimes morality was a little miscalibrated, let's say. But what a great musician. And the duck walk across the stage made heads turn all over the place. He continued doing that into his later years, too, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, I think the first time I heard Chuck Berry was on the American Graffiti soundtrack.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Which my parents had. I think it was Johnny B. Good was one of the songs that was on that soundtrack.
Yeah, that was a big, big hit for him. As was Maybelline. Maybelline
right.
went to number 5
yeah.
on the charts, and it was really 1955 was when that song came out, I believe, and it was one of the first times that a black performer was all over, radio. Sadly was segregated, but he was being listened to by people of, crossing color lines, and also on the radio, no matter what the station. And then his big, big hit, the only number one hit, was the novelty song My Ding-a-Ling. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, I have heard that one.
My ding-a-ling. And that, gosh, in what year would it have been? 1972, I think. I was in sixth grade, and if you're a sixth grade boy, hearing a song called My Ding-a-Ling and the lyrics of that song, he knew the target market. There.
Right. Yes, definitely.
And there is a lyric in that song. Once I was swimming across Turtle Creek, and, we all thought he meant our Turtle Creek.
Right.
So it was very exciting
to hear him
do that. Do you have anything special going on this weekend?
I think I might go to the movies.
Ah, good day.
I've been wanting to see that Downton Abbey movie, and I don't know if it's still in the theaters or not. I don't think I have enough nerve to go to a march. I'm not really like a lots of people person.
Yeah, you're not alone. A lot of folks don't want to be out. Out in crowds these days,
but my sleep has been sort of off this week, and so my goal this weekend is to get my sleep back to the
yes,
back to
get,
a good place,
get recalibrated and perfect.
Yes, recalibrated. Yes,
so
I slept through my alarm this morning, so. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, I woke up at 4:47 and then, and then the next thing I knew, my alarm was like telling me that like it was time for Saturday Light Brigade.
That's my biggest fear every Saturday. We have not your sleeping through, but my sleeping through. It's a good thing the cats know what time we get up on Saturdays, and Ricky has a sort of an extra alarm set, which helps a great deal. Well, I charge to you, and I hope you'll be with us a little longer. Take care.
Yep.
And congratulations if you knew we were looking for Chuck Berry, the answer to today's history riddle.
Cadillac pulled up to 100. tried to get in touch with me. She did not leave a number, but I've no place to call, 'cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. The home is on the south side, high up on the rail, just half a mile from the Mississippi Trail. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Saturday Light Brigade, that's Greg Brown and Bill Morrissey with their version of Memphis, Tennessee. John Thibodeau did his version of Maybelline, and shall we hear another? Jim and Jesse. On what would have been the 99th birthday of Chuck Berry here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Deep down in Louisiana, up to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, and stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, for Linda Country Boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play guitar like a ringing a bell. Go, 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 Johnny, go.
Imagining the bluegrass duck walking? I am. I think it's the banjo player.
His mother told him someday you'll be a man, and you'll be the leader of a big old band. Many people coming from miles around to hear you play your music till the sun goes down. And maybe someday your name will be in lights, and Johnny be good tonight.
Jim and Jesse at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia,